Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. As we go to air now, Pope Benedict XVI is getting set to depart from Turkey, where he's just finished celebrating Mass in Istanbul's Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. On the ground in Turkey with the Pope is Philippa Hitchin, who better describes the residence that the Holy Father is saying goodbye to now.
The residence on a small side street is well known as the place where Archbishop Angelo Roncalli, later to become Pope John XXIII, lived during his time as apostolic delegate in Turkey from 1935 to 1944. Dubbed by some as the first Turkish Pope because of his love of this nation and its people, Angelo Roncalli's experience here undoubtedly informed some of the profound ecumenical and interreligious changes he strove to introduce during the Second Vatican Council. His friendship, as well as his efforts to promote reconciliation and peace, are still remembered here in Istanbul, where the residence and the roads still bear his name, a surprising gesture in such a secular nation, where most religious manifestations are severely forbidden. Inside the Casa Roncalli and the cathedral hang portraits of the good Pope John, and as he arrived for the morning mass, Pope Benedict blessed a new bronze statue of his predecessor beneath a large stone statue of Benedict XV, recalling that pontiff's efforts to help Turkish victims of the First World War. In the courtyard outside the cathedral, a group of Austrian children were waiting to greet the Pope, cheering and singing and offering him four white doves that he released into the grey sky, another symbol of that great desire for peace, which has been the underlying theme throughout this visit. In Istanbul, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.